Chapter 2. Just because it's common doesn't mean it's normal. River Rouge High School in June.
Is it at your class?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
You want to come down and check?
Yeah.
Teacher Janine Van Alken is leading me down a narrow hallway that's lined with maroon lockers and jam-packed with lumbering teenagers. This hallway is always busy, between classes, during classes. Van Alken is trying to nudge them along.
This is an issue all year long. Well, at the end of the year, it's a little bit more serious because kids are, you know, they've kind of shut down a little bit at the end of the year. So,
shortly after the start of second hour, Van Alken turns a corner to see a big crowd of students spilling out of their classrooms, all focused on a scene farther down the hall.
Something happening? Are we rubbernecking, maybe? So are we part of this?
Down the hall, the school security guard is trying to separate two girls. The situation seems to be calming down. Then all of a sudden, in the everyday life of a school, it can be hard to think about things like gender. Every student is an individual. Girls fight, boys fight, girls ace tests, boys ace tests. But if you step back and look at statistical outcomes, it's clear that something is going wrong with the boys. In Michigan last year, the dropout rate for boys was nearly 50% higher than for girls. 1 in 8 male students dropped out of high school within 4 years. Girls outperform boys at nearly every school in the state. But here at River Rouge, the numbers are particularly bad. According to state data last year, 76% of girls graduated on time at River Rouge, compared to only 50% of boys. After the fight clears, I head into Ramon Hernandez's classroom. Neither he nor Van Alken have a class this hour, so they sit down to try to decompress.
Woohoo!
Quick start off day.
You know, it makes me want to wear tennis shoes to work.
Hernandez and Van Alken both grew up in River Rouge. They say the city's always had a rough side. It's a small town just across from Detroit's southwest border. It's surrounded on 3 sides by heavy industry, an oil refinery to the west, coal-fired power plant to the east, a steel mill to the south. And River Rouge High School is a troubled school. On the official statewide ranking, River Rouge is listed in the first percentile, meaning it's worse than 99% of all schools in Michigan. I ask Hernandez how his math students did this year. He sighs and says, not as well as I'd hoped.
It's a challenge. It's a challenge when you have factors such as poverty, malnutrition, and our students don't have coping skills. They don't have coping skills. They don't know how to deal well with adversity.
And that has an impact on how the students deal with each other and how they handle conflict.
If somebody says something that they don't like, it's automatically, it turns,
aggressive,
and it escalates to violence.
Hernandez says this is true for both boys and girls at the school. But when I sat down with Corey Parker, the school's dean of students, he told me he sees differences in how boys and girls at River Rouge handle conflicts.
Yes. With girls, usually it's a girl-on-girl conflict, and it's going to possibly end there. However, the guys are a lot different. The guys are, it's not going to be a one-on-one deal. It's going to be me and my friends versus you and your friends. So the severity does change.
And that's partially because boys face a different expectation than girls. Parker says if a boy is from a certain area or a certain block, there's an assumption that they will fall in with the other guys from that same place.
And that particular group of guys may not be good guys at all, but it's just assumed. So yeah, they do have some influences to become a part of something that they may not even have any interest in. But because of that peer pressure, that you grew up with us, you live around a block from us, you hang with us type deal, then some of those guys really get pushed and squeezed into that particular relationship with those other guys. We don't see that with the girls at all.
Administrators at River Rouge recognize these gender differences in behavior, and it plays a role in how they try to reach the troubled students. One way they do that is through the 180 program. For 1 hour out of the day, the most at-risk students at River Rouge are pulled out of their normal classrooms to take part in the 180 program.
Okay, gentlemen, can we put your devices away, please?
Thank you. Students in the 180 program are separated by gender, so it's girls 1 hour, boys the next. I set in on the boys' class. Instructor Marisha Graham says the idea of the program is to give these students a safe place to talk about what's going on in their lives and help them work through it.
We try to deal with the 16 hours outside of school. So when they come here, we give them a space to talk about personal, social, domestic issues, as well as dealing with some of their academic challenges.
And the program works a little like group therapy. Graham and her co-instructor, Michael Fenton, prod the reluctant teenagers to talk about their lives. It's one of the ground rules that what's said in this room doesn't get shared outside of it, so we won't be playing any of the students' voices here. But over the course of the hour, it was clear that all these young men are dealing with serious issues. Only a few of them have fathers in their lives. Only a few of them even want fathers in their lives. When Graham asks how many of them have seen their mother hit by a man, half the hands in the room go up. For these kids, violence is a part of everyday life. Ultimately, the problem is that too many young boys end up modeling what they see in the world.
And I have to tell them, just because it's common, because it's what you see every day, it doesn't make it normal. And that's the biggest challenge, you know? They feel like it's normal to see young men on the block all day. Nope, in normal, functional societies, people are generally at work, you know, or being educated. But to them, it's like, no, they're not. Not in my neighborhood.
Graham says the girls she sees have an easier time imagining a life outside of what they see. The boys have to be shown the way.
Thank you all for sharing.
Next, the curious case of a disadvantaged group that turned the tables. Girls, boys, and academic success. And in 10 minutes, the story of Roderick Daniels.
I take total responsibility, but yeah, almost all my kids been on robberies.
You are listening to State of Opportunity on Michigan Radio.